The Bombers finished strong on their southern slog, beating Notre Dame 7-1 Saturday night. Flin Flon will come home with their long point streak intact and a 3-0-1-0 record in 4 games. With the victory, the Bombers will pass the 3-month mark since their last regulation loss, which took place way back October 30 against Melfort. Things started ignominiously for the Bombers Saturday night as the Hounds opened the scoring, getting an early power play goal on a rebound from Hudson Kerr. Nobody knew it yet, but that was as much offense as the Hounds would get. Later in the first, Cole Tanchik tied things up with a power play goal of his own, firing a shot that confounded Hounds goalie Spencer Borsos. A few minutes later, Carter Cormier, who had points in 2 games during the road trip, gave the Bombers a lead. He got a one-time chance in the slot and whiffed on the shot, but it still slid in past Borsos anyway. No one asks how, they ask how many, and Cormier's goal ended up as the game winner. Ryder Mucha got a prime chance, earning a penalty shot for the Bombers after getting tripped up on a partial break. The Creighton product tried going stickside on Borsos, but the goalie made the save. Flin Flon would still enter the second up a goal, as close as it would get for the rest of the night. With another Hound in the box to start the second, Rhett Ewan got on the board by tipping a slapshot by Ryder Ringer past Borsos. Ringer got a goal of his own later in the period, jumping on a rebound by the side of the goal nobody else seemed to find. Flin Flon's Liam Hunks was playing his first game in Wilcox after being traded up north at the trade deadline. Former Bombers Evan Bossel and Wiley Smith, traded to the Hounds for Hunks, sought to make an impact against the team that traded them away, but both players only ended up on the score sheet for penalties. Bossel bumped Kenny Marquardt in the second, drawing a penalty and later a 10-minute misconduct. While Bossel was still in the box serving the misconduct, Anthony Piccinino made it 5-1 Bombers, taking a feed from the side and burying it. Flin Flon picked up another pair of goals in the third to make it elementary. First, Keith Gruner got on the board with an unchecked one-timer that Borsos had little chance on, giving the Bombers a touchdown on the board. Later on, Mucha avenged his penalty shot miss, taking a feed from Cormier and knocking it by Borsos, unchecked by the Hounds' D. In between came some penalty intrigue. Ringer and Notre Dame's McLean Cooney collided into Borsos' leg and knocked his pad off his leg, causing a stoppage for the goalie to get his gear back on. During the stoppage, the Hounds took a bench minor and then, following a long pause to figure out who would play on the ensuing penalty kill, Bossel ended up getting ejected from the game. The game continued on and the Bombers would play out the string, getting the win and heading north on the long drive back home. Marquardt made 18 saves for the win, while Borsos stuck it out all game in the Hounds' crease, saving 45 of 52 Bomber shots. Flin Flon's point streak is now at 25 games long, sporting a 2-2-0-2-1 record in that time, getting 47 out of 50 possible points, including 7 of 8 possible points on the southern swing. The Bombers now have 60 points and are just 4 points back of league-leading Melfort, who took a surprising 4-1 loss to Nipawin Friday night. The Mustangs still have 3 games in hand. SJHL action will stop for a few days for the SJHL-MJHL showcase in Winnipeg later this week. After the 6-game event concludes, Flin Flon will play host to a clash of the Titans. The Bombers will face the Mustangs at the Whitney Forum February 1.